Thank you, Isabel.
Good morning. Ooh. Wow. You know, I think they're still traumatized from that game of Family Feud. Y'all doing okay this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well myself. I got a question for you. And I don't know if any of you have or have not. Who's been to another country? Have any of you been to another country before? A country other than our own? Not really? How about the people of God out there? How many of you have been to a foreign country? Oh, see all the number of people out there? You know what that means? Uh-oh. Hey, Chloe. Here we go. Hang on. We got business. There you go, sweetie. Thank you. You know what? All those people raised their hands out there saying they've been to a foreign country before. You know what that means? That means chances are, and when you grow older and grow up and become an adult, that maybe before then even, you will probably end up traveling to a foreign country as well. That's one of the things that we like to do when we're older, is we like to travel to different places and meet different people and see different cultures. Do you know what culture is? Do you know what culture is? Who knows? Huh? Yeah, it's the things around you. It's the way people act. It's the customs that they do. It's like the culture around here this time of year is people are just nuts for college football. That's in the culture here. People around here just love barbecue. That's part of our culture. You go to a place far away and on the other side of the world, and they wouldn't know what you're talking about, because their culture is a little bit different. Hey, sweetie, better be careful. You're going to fall, darling. You know? Today, in our gospel text, we read about Jesus going to a foreign country. Jesus went to a place called Tyre and Sidon. And when he got to those places, he was no longer in Israel. He was no longer among his own people. And he kind of went up there for rest because he'd been working so hard, and he hoped that people wouldn't recognize who he was, because he needed to rest up. But people recognized him even there, you know. And some people came up to him. They either had a daughter who was sick or a friend of theirs who was sick, and they asked Jesus to heal that person, you know. That teaches us something. You know, when we go to other countries and we experience different cultures and they eat different foods. When I went to Congo, how many of you have eaten a fish head? Have you ever eaten a fish head? Would you like one? Would you like a fish head? No? How about the tail? Would you like the fish tail? Not so much either. You know, when I got there to Congo, I had to eat fish heads, and I thought, ooh, that's kind of weird. But I found out that, you know, that's not so bad. You know, when we go and we experience different cultures and we see how people live, we see the differences they have, but we also see the things that we have in common. Jesus is the Savior of the world no matter where you go. If you go to Europe, or if you go to Africa, or you go to China, or you just stay here at home, Jesus is still the Lord of all. He's still our Lord and Savior. And that's what we learn today in today's gospel lesson. That's what we learn as we read the Bible, just how far God's love reaches. It reaches to all people, okay? Let's give thanks for that. And you know what? As you grow up and you start thinking about going to other places, or you meet people who are different than you, remember Jesus is their Savior as well, okay? And we all have that in common. So let's give thanks to God for his love and for his grace and for Jesus, and ask that he would go wherever it is that we go. Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we do give you thanks that no matter where we go, no matter whom we meet, no matter the places we find or the things, the customs that are different, one thing is true. You are Lord of all. And we give you thanks that you share your love so graciously all around the world. We ask that you would help us to share the same love that comes to us through Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right. We'll see y'all next week.